name of Jesus. I want us to, today, I really want us to pray. You see, I come to a conclusion that it takes power to do a lot of things. But when God gives you power, it will be like you know how to do it. You understand? When somebody goes, when somebody is pregnant and he goes to labor, and 30 minutes is out, she will tell other, in labor is easy. I just entered and I just came back. It is grace he has received. And somebody who was there for 2 weeks, who packed his load to the hospital and they said, go home. And you come back again, they say, go home. And that person will tell you, hey, don't say that. No. One of our brothers, when his wife was about giving birth, in fact, he doesn't know what he was. He was shaking. This man, they had to put on the something, they had to put a gown on him, put everything. He was still afraid. You know, at times, you need power. I want us to pray for God's power tonight. If there's anything, in Psalm 27, verse 24, verse 7, it was a command. Pastor, I can't be bragging now. It said, lift up your head. It was a command. He went and saw the gate. He said, gate, open for me. He said, lift up your head, all ye gate, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. He was saying, all the challenges I've carried, it is enough. Somebody needs to pray tonight. I said, it is enough. And he said, I am walking with the King of Glory. Let the King of Glory come in. In verse 8, he said, who is the King of Glory? No, there will be a challenge. There will be a question. Who is the King of Glory that must open? And he answered, he said, the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. And in verse 9, he said, lift up your head, all ye gate. Now look at it. Why we know it's a command? He said, even. Even. Lift them up. He said, no, don't argue with me. Even lift them up, and the King of Glory shall come in. Why we need to cry to God today? In the book of John 11, 43. Give me John 11, 43. Jesus, when he got to a situation, he looked at it and he said, I need to use power. I need to use a command. I need to declare it as it is. And he said, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. There is a voice to cry. You are the way you will talk tonight. That's the way you will command. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He comes to the tomb. He looked at Lazarus. In fact, Lazarus was the first in the Bible for that condition. So he needs an extra power. Somebody tonight need to command God to come and restore. Somebody tonight need to say, God, I have seen enough. I have seen enough. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings 6, let's look at verse 5 to 7. Look at this. The children of the sons of prophets are mad. They thought, where they were, it was too small. And so one of them went to go and borrow a house. When it got there, you know, what to borrow is the worst to keep. If they give me cut sicker, it would be like I don't know how to drive. I'll be so scared. My wife will always say, alas, it was borrowed. You know, this guy, as he was cutting the wood, the axe fell off. Listen to me. Whatever cage they have used to take what belongs to you, today they will release it by power. They will release it by the unction of God. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, the guy said, but as one was felling a beam, the axe fell into the water. And he cried and said, at last, master,
for it was borrowed. If it is my own, it is okay. And the man of God said, we have held it. I came with the anointing of God tonight. Whatever you have lost, you are recovering it. Whatever has been taken away from you, you are recovering it. In the name of Jesus. He caught a stick and cast it in Peter, and the iron begin to swim. Iron doesn't swim. And that's why I don't care about that situation. I care a lot about you, don't get me wrong, but I don't care about that situation. Because power must jam power tonight. Something needs to change. Something needs to happen for people of the world to know that God is alive. Peter and John, they were going at the beautiful gate in Acts chapter 3, I think verse 5. Give me verse 5. Acts 3. Give me verse 5. Okay, give me verse 6. He was looking at them. He was looking. And they said, tonight I don't have money. I've been giving you money. Listen to me. The day you are looking up to somebody else to survive is over. The day you are looking up to somebody to survive is over. You will lead. You will live in plenty in the name of Jesus. This guy was looking up to collection. Whoever that is putting you in a corner, may that person expire today in the name of Jesus. Then Peter says, silver and gold I have none, but such I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The Bible said the guy looked at them and said, we are looking, I'm looking for money. You are telling me to rise up and walk. I've been sitting here for like a year. See you walk past. You have never ask anyone to rise and walk. Eh? Look at verse 6. Is it, go to verse 7. What did he say? Where did the guy will not get up? What did Peter did? He took his head. Yeah, get up. I am not here to take a no for an answer. Peter took him by that and lifted him up. And immediately, can I talk to you? If he was not picked up, he may not walk. If he was not picked up, pick your faith tonight. Pick that situation. Lay hold on that situation. I want somebody to pray tonight. Let's say, if it is 15 minutes, we are going to pray. I want you to pray with so much vigor, knowing that something is going to happen. Knowing that this situation cannot continue like this. Be tired of it. Come out of the cage. I was listening to one person today. He said, as big as shark is, they put shark in the cage. They put it in an aquarium. Big aquarium. I mean, there's a shark in the aquarium in London, you see, no? But that shark cannot grow beyond the aquarium. Whatever cage they put you in, you are coming out tonight. Whatever limitation they have put upon your life, that limitation is being broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Paul, pick him up. Peter, pick him up. And he said, get up. It's time to walk. Jesus shouted. John 11, 43. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Let's call what is not as though it were. Hebrew 11, give me Hebrew 11, 1. Every level one. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of not seen. Give me verse 2. For by it elders obtain a good report. You will obtain a good report tonight. What is a good report? Good report is what you are looking for. It said through faith we understand that the word was framed by the word of God. God said in Genesis 1:3, he said, let there be light. Who born monkey? Light came. And what did the Bible say about you? What did the Bible say about you? Give me Psalm 82, verse 6. It said, ye are gods. Is that not what the Bible said? Psalm 82, verse 6, give me. I have said, ye are God, and all of you are children of the Most High. What your fathers can do, you can do it. Hallelujah. It remained 40 days for this year to end. 40 days. This 40 days is enough to change your story. Am I talking to somebody? This 40 days is enough to make you a millionaire. This 40 days is enough to change everything about your life, about your children. Let's rise on our feet. Please, I don't want you to beg tonight. I want you to command. If it is 10 minutes, we are going to pray and fast. I want you to command that situation. Speak to that situation. Speak to that thing that is causing you pain. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. I come to you tonight. I am your son. I am not a slave. I am not a vagabond. I am not an enemy. I am not an outsider. As a son, I command tonight, let every situation bow to my will. Let every situation attend to my request. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every situation, let it attend to my request. Makin pakunda baro degede. Ibre dede kodo. Let that duka shate yegede gede gede gede. Every situation around me, Malika Tokotogodo, Edetinda Yagada, every situation, Aliya Barada, Legunda Yegedegede, let it attend, Barota Yagadogodo, Edetegodo Regede, Le Brandakede, every situation around me, every situation around me, every situation, Mumbarunda Yegede, Le Brede Degodo, Igade. Le prodo yekida landa yagada abado yanda yado le brede pray to God tonight. Ali yagada, command that situation, command that situation, command that situation. Meleko togede le brede command this situation. Librota yegede, leda doya gada, mando yegede, ibrede de, makoshara balada gada, ibrede de, lekote yegede gede gede, ibrede de, ibalada gada, makoshole gede, ibrede de, commande de, maroko shegede, ibrede de, ibrede gede, ibaloko. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray. Sister Kemi, when God created you, what did he say? He said you are good. I was praying, man. God said something. He said you are not yet 10% of what I created you to be. 10%. So I have been running between 0 and 9. 90. And if you say you are not yet 10, which means you are below around 9 and below. So 91 is hanging. You are going to cry to God. Lord, I am better than this. There was a point in you, in the world, most especially in the U.S., every bird was domesticated. They will keep bird. They will use it as pet. The only bird that said they should not domesticate is eagle. Because eagle can carry human beings. Eagle will have eaten their children. But if eagle doesn't eat dead things, he eats alive things. So it will have taken their children's job. That's why they say don't domesticate it. Somebody, you need to cry to God. Listen, I don't know about you, but me, I am better than this. Somebody, you are going to talk to God. Lord, whatever is wrong with me, Lord, repair it yourself today. Whatever is not okay with me, come today, Lord, repair it, oh God. Whatever is making me not to be what you have called me to be, Lord, repair it today. I want you to talk to God. Whatever in me that is not making me to be what you have called me to be, anything that is not making my finances to be obey me, anything that is not making ministry to work for me, Lord, repair it today. God to God, God to God, you need power. Lord, give me the power to overcome, power to make it, power to lead. Pray for yourself tonight. Lord, I am better than this. When you created me, you said I'm good. Who put me in the cage? Who locked me up? Who removed my wing that I will not be able to fly? Lord, repair it today. Baba, repair it today. Pray for yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, listen, sir. If you look at the story of Joseph, Joseph had a dream. Was God lying to him in the dream? God was showing him the dream. This is what I want you to be. Instead of the dream coming to be, he find himself in the dry well. Instead of the dream to come to be, when they pull him and say, thank God, he find himself in 45 hours. What is the battle that is giving me little relief? What is the battle that is making me to thank God for all things? You know what they mean to thank God for all things? I've said it in this church before. If somebody goes sleep with a woman, commit adultery, and all of a sudden they tell you she has a child. And you run quickly, go to test. And when they finish your test, they say you have gonorrhea. Thank God. That is thanking God for wrong thing. No, when the enemy give you a little relief, you buy a car, when you should be having a private jet and you are driving a car. You are working somewhere where you should work millions of company. It's a little relief. You know, Joseph find himself in prison. It was Psalm 105 that made us know that he was put in chains. Psalm 105 said he was put in fetters and chains with all the big dream he had. He will be saying, how is this big dream putting me in trouble? How is this big dream? Because of the big dream, at times Joseph would have sat in that prison and said, why did I not just sleep with that woman and just enjoy my... He said, I would have just enjoyed the woman. No, he said, I will just enjoy now. And nobody will know, nobody will question me. He said, here I am now with change, doing nothing. But he remembered something. When the baker was going, and when the butler, he said, butler, remember me. Which means he knows the dream will not die. Your dream will not die. Your hope will not be away. What you are praying for will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. You are going to cry to God. Every power that locked me up, every power that caged me, that did not allow me to be what I should be, oh God, my Father, remove them today. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Whatever power that locked me up, whatever power that put me in cage, Lord, remove them today. Baba, remove them today. Baba, remove them today. Baba, remove them today. He gali gade 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 gade. He blade gade gade. He balakashan gade. He dege 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 dege. He blade gade gade. He barokoshele gade. He barada da da da. He breke gade gade gade. He barada da 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 da. He brekoshele gade. Pray for yourself tonight. Pray for yourself tonight. Rabada do koshigede. Manta yegede. Lebredegede. Ibre koshonde yegede. Rabada. Ibregedegede. Ibre koshelegede. Egedegede. Ibregedegede. Ibarada da da da. Ibregedegede. Ibregedegede. Elegedegede. Ibarada godo. In Jesus' name we pray. Isaiah 45, give me from verse 21. Brother, you need to pray with me. I have something that is a confidence in me that this year will not close without God blessing you. God will do something, you will know that this is not they are telling me things, that this is the end of God. Look at what he said. He said, tell ye and bring them near. Ye, let them take counsel together. Who have declared this from ancient time? Who have told you from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Give me verse 22. In verse 22, he went on to say, look unto me. And be what? Look unto me. And be saved. You'll be saved tonight. The save we are telling you is not the salvation. No. You're already born again. Savior is from that situation. All the ends of the earth, for I am God. And there is none else. 23. Surely shall one say, go to 20. Where did I say surely before? Okay. I have sworn by myself. Look at what God is saying. He said he has sworn by himself, not by anybody. He said the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely, so I won't say in the Lord about righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Incense means those who are fighting him. Do you have another version? Read for me verse 24. Did you see it? You need glasses. 24. Who have what? All who have rage against him shall be disgraced. You hear that? Your enemy will be disgraced before December. The person behind your issue will be disgraced before December. You will know the disgrace came because of you. Look unto me, I am God, there is none. Somebody talk to God like you talk to Father. My daughter was talking to me and said, Daddy, there's no way I can do, there's something I do. He said, there's no way I can do it to Daddy, it's only you that do it. And you have to do it. There's no way I can do it. You are the only one who can do it. And you have to do it. So what do I say now? I can do it. It's not that I cannot do it. But I was thinking it should push. But he said, you can do it. Can somebody talk to God? My daughter has taught me to pray to God more. But the way she would talk to me, you know, I would go back and talk to God. Talk to God. This situation, Lord. I can't leave myself. You can do it, oh, and you must do it.
You can do it, Lord, but you must do it. Open your mouth, talk to your father. Talk to your father tonight. Lord, what I'm going through, I know you can do it. And Baba, you must do it for me. Oh, there is no way I can go. There is no one else to turn to. There is no one else to turn to. Oh, God, you can do it. Help me, Baba. Help me, oh, God. Help me, oh, God. You can do it. Do it for me, Lord. Do it for me, Lord. Do it for me, Lord. If you don't do it for me, my enemy will love me to scorn. If you don't do it for me, the enemy will rejoice over me. Lord, do it for me, oh God. Talk to him. Talk to him. He's God. There's no one else. Likim proto yagadu bragede. Do it for me, Lord. Do it for me, Lord. Bakunda le kotokatu. Ikanda ye de. Oluwa mi ogbodo je gbese. Ojo ma gbodo ti mi Oluwa. Lekate. Oluwa ele megan ikuro. Oluwa ilagba lati mega ikuro mo mo pe le mu kuro Oluwa imu kuro kaya boto ete ete godo le dayan daye godo godo. Lord, you can do it. Baba, you can do it. Ah, Lord, you can do it. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Ah, this year is going, Oluwa. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Remember me, oh God. Remember me, oh God. This year is going to an end. Lord, remember me. Lord, you can do it. Baba, you can do it. Baba, you can do it. Ekoshara barodo dede. Ikoshorende yegede gede gede. You can do it, oh God. You can do it, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. In the book of Psalm 105, from verse 17, I was talking about Joseph. 105 verse 17, give me 17. I'm reading it up to 20. He sent a man before them, even Joseph. He sent him, who was sold as a servant. Why would God send somebody and they sold him as a servant? That's what gave me confidence that what you are going through, we had up together for the glory. By the time this thing comes out, people will use your story as a testimony. In verse 18, he said, who spit the earth with fetters? It was laid in iron. So when he was in prison, that we say he was in charge of prisoner, they were still chaining him. Until the time that is what came. That is what I want you also to do. He said, the word of the Lord tried him. 20. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. Go back to 19. He said, until the time. Abi, that is what came. Somebody, you are going to pray, let my word come to now. Eh? When the word of God came, when Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus, John 11, 43, and said, Lazarus, come forth. Only the word. The word left the physical, go to the spiritual. The word was talking to not only the spiritual, it was talking to the maggot. The word was talking to not only the maggot, it was talking to the bone. It was talking to the nerves. Everything that was still, everything that had stopped working. The brain died 5 minutes after you stop breathing when there's no oxygen. In fact, the breathing is 2 minutes. The brain was dead. The lung was not bleeding anymore. The moment he called, the word came.
all the organ begin to do everything. You are going to cry to God, Lord, let my word come tonight. Until the time that his word came. Until the time. Lord, the word for solution to my problem. I'll just wake up, I'll be rejoicing. You are going to pray, Lord, let my word come tonight. Can I shock you? If your word is fully released and it comes to you tonight, the host of heaven will go into work. Covens will close. Abadies will disappear. Before tomorrow, you will hear they already digging the grave for some people. Because when the word came, the Bible says it's a double-edged sword to save and to keep. Lord, let my word come to me. Let my word come to me. Jehovah, there's word for every one of us here tonight. Release that word. The day that the word of Joseph came, within 24 hours, miracles upon miracles. Miracles upon miracles. The chains were losing. They changed his clothes. The shaving. He had a wife. He became the king's in-law. And a prime minister within one day. Because the word came. Because the word came. Oluwa, Lord, remember me tonight. My word was come. Open your mouth, talk to him. Lord, let tonight be my night. Let my word come tonight. The word of my deliverance. The word of my lifting. The word of my settlement. Lord, let it come. The word for Cornerstone Franklin Church. Let it come tonight. Pray to God, pray to God. The word that set to every day. The word that takes me from low level to higher level. The word that takes me from the back to the front. Let my word come tonight, Lord. Let my word come tonight, Lord. Let my word come tonight. Until the word of Joseph came, nothing was working. Lord, let my word come tonight. Let the word be released, Lord. Let the word be released, Lord. Let the word came, God. Let the word come to us tonight, Lord. The pregnated word, the loaded word, the delivered word. Ah, likatuku to ya de God of regagede. Let the word come tonight, Lord. Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we don't want to hear the voice of any man anymore. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear the word of our deliverance. We want to hear the word of our settlement. Jehovah, from the prayer points, from the word we'll be hearing as we go home, from the word that will come in our sleep, let the word come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You release the word. Joseph never knew when he came, but the time just came to him, and he was. You release the word. You call Lazarus forth. Lazarus did not even know, but everything around Lazarus obeyed. Peter, Peter said to that man, with that man at the beautiful gate. He said, not, he said, get up. He held him, he jacked him of that word. Strengthen the legs. I release that word of your deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. That word that will settle that situation. That word that will answer that situation. I release it from the mouth of God to you tonight in the name of Jesus. From the mouth of Jehovah to you, I release it tonight in the name of Jesus. The word you have been waiting for, the voice you have been waiting for, the actions you have been waiting for, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, the only way we as human beings know that we have a word is evidence. The only one way we know, even the way we know that Joseph's word came, was the change of stone. The only way we know the word of the man at the beauty game was he started walking and praising God. Lord, every man, every woman in this assembly, every adult, every child in this house, let them have a testimony before the end of this month in the name of Jesus. Let the word begin to work in our marriages. Let it begin to work in our life. Let it begin to work in our career. Let that CEO hear that word and let them change the situation. Let the couple hear the word and close that case against them. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Adonai. The psalmist says, he said, lift up your head, O ye gate. It was a command. When there was an agitation, he said, lift up your head, O ye gate. Even ye ever, be ye lifted ye everlasting. He said, I'm not only talking of gate. I am even talking of everlasting door. Any challenges that are stopped us, I cancel it tonight in the name of Jesus. I break that cage that lock you up in the name of Jesus. That aquarium they lock you in. That cage they lock you in. That limitation they put around you. That does not allow you to manifest as God has ordained you. I break it into pieces tonight in the name of Jesus. I release you to go and manifest. I release the word to work for you. You will have a testimony. The remaining 40 days of this year, you will have more than 40 testimony. More than 40 breakthrough. More than 40 lifting. Heaven will work on your behalf. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray.
Amen and amen.